Here on the beachfront town Deir el-Balah in central Gaza Strip, the 10-member family of Imad al-Zaq has lived in a tent along with two other relative families for the past 6 months. The family observes today the Eid al-Fitr feast, which follows a one-month-long fasting holy month of Ramadan. Imad says that his family's life has totally changed.
Currently, we receive little quantities of assistance. Almost every week we get a dish, mainly cooked rice. Therefore, we have to get some food on our own. But compared with past times when we used to buy, for example, 1 kilogram of potato, we now can only afford 4 potatoes or 2 tomatoes.
Imad's wife, Nawar, told Pacifica that she and her children only dream of returning to their lives prior to October 7. She says, as a housewife, she cannot tolerate a tense life.
Before, I used to make cake and donuts during the Eid occasion, but for the time being, I can't make them at all. Life in a tent is never helpful. If any food is left in the tent, we face heaps of mosquitoes. The tent's temperature is so hot, it's unbearable. Actually, we won't even get any salty fish or even melon on this Eid. Plus, one feels pain because of the family members who've been lost during this war back in Shajaya.
Imad's other family members, especially the man's daughters, complain of the lack of privacy in a tent. Isra is a 25-year-old daughter of Imad. She told Pacifica she plans a fundraiser for erecting a water closet for female dwellers of her family's tent and the three other tents in the same location.
Given lack of privacy here, we have thought of erecting either a water closet for each family or only a water closet for all the women living here. It is weird that 40 people share one water closet for both male and female. Sometimes we women use the water closet, and when we get out of it, we see a man waiting for his turn.
In both Deir el-Balah town in central Gaza Strip and Rafah city, south of the territory, there are currently tens of thousands of tents sheltering more than 1 million Palestinians who have been displaced from Gaza City and northern Gaza Strip. Over the weekend, U.S. officials engaged, along with Egyptian and Qatari counterparts, in intensive mediation efforts to observe a ceasefire in Gaza that could lead to return of displaced residents, increase aid supplies to Gaza, and the freedom of more than 100 Israelis captured by Hamas in Gaza since October 7. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Almighari. In Gaza.